So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on 720 WGN. We're sitting down with Blackhawks defenseman Jake McCabe. And Jake, I know this practice was kind of anticipated to be a tough one after a rough loss, but this is a team that really hasn't had too many performances where you guys are dissatisfied. So what was the message tonight? What was everyone gearing up for today?
Yeah, I think it was just have playing with pace in practice today, and we didn't go out there for too long, but high pace drills and just kind of flush that last game. I think we've been playing obviously good hockey with 3 wins in a row before that, leading up to that point. So I'm just getting back on track today after a day off yesterday and getting back to work and getting excited for tomorrow night.
There's still a lot of smiles out on the ice. This is a team that does well adjusting, bouncing back from rough losses, but more importantly, just keeping morale up. What do you think allows this team to do that?
I think we just got a lot of good guys in this locker room and guys that have been around for a little while. And it's, if you sulk and, feel bad for yourself in this league, it's going to be a pretty miserable season. So it's a long season. It's hard to win in this league. And games like the other night happen, and just it's how you respond. And I thought we had a good practice today and kind of washed that last game, like I said. And we owe these, especially me, I really want to beat the Sabres tomorrow night. They've snuck away with a couple wins on us the last couple of years. So, looking forward to that that matchup.
You've had such a great season. How much is just the consistency of being able to be 100%, being healthy all year long? How much has that helped?
Yeah, it definitely helped. To be honest, I was healthy last year too. Obviously, came off a major knee surgery, but that really was no excuse for my play. And obviously, nobody really played great last year. But I think just the consistency this year comes from confidence and really trying to take care of my body. Obviously, health is a big factor in being consistent, just being available to play every night. And like I said, taking care of my body, just being hydration, recovery in the gym. I take that stuff real serious. And our coaching staff's been great. Kevin Dean on the back end's been awesome. I think he's really helped our game as defenseman, my game in particular, too. He's a great communicator and, just a good guy that can feel the tone on the bench and what needs to be said and what doesn't need to be said. So that's been working for us as well.
Have you always been this particular about your health? Because, I mean, other guys in the locker room are talking about how you set the standard so high for maintaining your health.
Yeah, I think it probably comes from experience in this league and being banged up, frankly. I've always been pretty dialed in with it, I'd like to think. But you pick up some new tricks along the way and talk to other guys and see how it works with them. And my goal every year is to, I've never played 82 games, and unfortunately I wasn't given the opportunity this year because I had to wait a few games to start the year. But it's a really impressive thing for guys to stay healthy throughout the course of a year, especially if you play a physical game as a defenseman, whether you block a shot and break a finger, break a foot, some freak things happen, but you just want to stay away from those injuries that you can kind of prevent as far as, pulls and strains. And obviously those are a little bit more preventable than a broken finger, for instance. But just try to, really stay on top of that. And I feel like it helps mentally as well that, you're ready to play if you're taking care of yourself off the ice.
When you came here, you used the phrase dream come true to be here in Chicago. Your wife's from here. You've been kind of eyeing landing with the Blackhawks. How have these past couple of years been? How much have you been enjoying being so close to home and so close to your wife's home too?
Yeah, it goes both ways. It's been nice to be close to home. My mom was able to come over the weekend, just drive down, and obviously that's not possible if you're playing out east or wherever it may be in this league, especially from where I'm from in Eau Claire. So that's been nice. Her family's obviously close by. Cousins are close by for our kids, and just a comfort level of being here. And it's been our home base in the summertime for, 6, 7, 8 years. So just the comfort level has been great from a family aspect. Unfortunately, the hockey side of things hasn't worked out quite as well as I anticipated. But like I said before, I just enjoy showing up to work every day and competing with these guys and trying to get better.
Now you're from Wisconsin. You've lived in cold temperature areas, but anything about living in Chicago during the season surprised you? Something you didn't quite know?
I got no complaints about the winter here. I know it's been snowing and a lot colder back where I grew up. So To be honest, I wish some snow would stick out there so my kids could go build a snowman or go sledding or something. But nothing. Just when you're in a cold weather city, it's cold, and I wish the sun would shine a little bit more too. Especially when you're losing, it's not the greatest thing to see gray skies out there. But it was sunny last week, and what do you know, we were winning. So hopefully, some more sunshine comes and some more winds come with it.
What was your hockey background growing up like? Your dad played, your brother played. What do you remember most? Do you remember the first time you skated?
No, I was too little. I mean, I was just talking my nephew, my sister's son, Lewis. He's just turned three recently, and we have so many outdoor rinks back home, and that's kind of what. It's funny you bring it up today, as I was kind of reminiscing yesterday about it, is just how fun it was growing up and playing outside with my buddies. And I had a rink in my backyard growing up. My buddies had rinks in their backyard. We had public rinks we'd always go mess around with. It'd be too cold to go to school, but we'd go find a rink in one of our backyards and go play a 3-on-3 game. So that's a very fond memory of mine. And something I hope my kids get to enjoy is outdoor skating. There's not too many outdoor rinks here in the city that you can get out and bum around on, but that was definitely a thing I grew up, and just remembering my mom out there flooding the rink late night, bundled up, just making sure that we'd have good ice in the morning. And my dad built the rink, and my grandpa built the rink. So that was a lot of fun memories and a lot of hours spent out there just messing around, working on my shot or whatever it may be, until the lights went out and I was made to come in.
If you had all the supplies, would you know how to build an outdoor rink?
I mean, with the YouTube and Google now, I think you can pretty much do anything, but I definitely probably have to call my old man up and have him come help me. He's a construction guy, so he's got all the tools, and he'd be able to make sure that I'd get a good one in the backyard, hopefully someday. We have a house in Madison, Wisconsin, and hopefully I can find a little spot in the backyard somewhere where we can get a little ice out there when I'm done playing, maybe.
Kind of like Illinois, but more so with the Wisconsin. I would say it's more of a hockey state up there in Wisconsin. And, you know, I know you've got a lot of chemistry with guys like Connor Murphy and Seth Jones because of the whole U.S. connection. Do you take a little bit of pride being a good American hockey player that grew up with that lifestyle? Because it's not too common around here.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just growing up amongst a hockey family, like my dad and brother both played. My brother played junior hockey up in Fairbanks, Alaska. My dad actually went to school up in Fairbanks for a couple of years, and their D3 program, played a little bit up there. And my brother then started at UNO, then transferred back home to play D3 hockey. And just kind of growing up in the hockey crazy family, and then going over to Ann Arbor and playing for USA Hockey, and being lucky enough to don the USA sweater for multiple tournaments. And it's very cool to see the growth in USA hockey and Wisconsin hockey in that sense too. I love seeing the next generation of players in Eau Claire, you know, coming through and making strides and, you know, going up the mountain of the next levels of play. My brother helps out a ton in the community with youth hockey, and it's just cool to see in this next generation. I know here in Chicago, especially with the Hawks winning in the, you know, early 2010s, it's obviously, it just creates a boom of young players, and that's what's so important about growing this game. And you know, catching up with these not catching up, but staying, you know, becoming a powerhouse and just keep churning out players. And I think USA Hockey's done a good job of that, and I do certainly take a lot of pride being American and being able to represent my country too.
I remember when you signed with the Hawks, they posted a picture of you as a young kid in a Hawks sweater. Were you much of a Hawks fan growing up, or did you just kind of like the entire league?
Yeah, no, I definitely liked the Hawks growing up. That was the closest team to me for a while, and then the Minnesota Wild came into the league, and I was able to catch quite a bit of those games, and that was really cool with the new franchise and watching their franchise grow. And I was able to catch more of those games than these games down here, just strictly because of distance. But then obviously being in college, watching these guys, you know, win 3 cups in 5 years was pretty impressive, and able to turn pro, you know, right around that time too. It's always you know, these guys set the standard, and to be able to come here and try to continue that standard and create a new chapter here has been it's been a, a difficult task, but it's something that I enjoy doing every day, and working with these guys and the staff and the guys in the room, it's been an absolute pleasure so far. Can't wait to keep it going.
Closing things out with Jake McCabe here on Blackhawks Live. A solid year for you, but I'm sure you still have standards. You still want to accomplish things. What are some of those things you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, playoffs is obviously the first thing in my mind every single season. Haven't been able to get there yet, you know, my time will come. I'm 29 years old. I plan to play a lot more years in this league as my body holds up and continues to hold up. So for now, it's just continuing to build the, you know, my confidence in my play and the leadership aspect of my game and helping guys out. And something I always, you know, try to focus on is, you know, if my partner's playing pretty good, that means I'm probably doing a pretty good job too. Whoever I'm playing with that night, I want to make their life a little bit easier. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that this year so far, and just want to continue, you know, going along those lines of making my teammates' jobs easier and, you know, just playing good hockey.
Jake, thanks a lot. Good luck sticking it to Buffalo tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's Jake McKay. We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next, 720 WGN.